Welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, so Top 5 Christmas albums, right?
Yes.
This is not going to be good for me. I'm going to call it right now because I'm not prepared for this. But I'll go last and we'll see where this goes. Okay? All right.
Fair enough. Do you want me to start?
Yeah, Kev, you can go first.
Word. Mine, I'm sure, is not going to be on any of your lists, but if it is, fucking more power to you. And that is The Vandals' Oi to the World, which was later covered by No Doubt, and it was featured on like some like compilation CD for Christmas benefits for punk rockers or something. But yeah, man, The Vandals, they were like kind of the original like punk rock kind of like comedy band in a way, and they came out with a Christmas album in 96 that was fucking fantastic. Had Oi to the World, A Gun for Christmas, Thanks for Nothing, Christmas Time for My Penis, which is a, you know,
excuse me,
song we sing around the house yearly. You know, it's just My First Christmas, in parentheses, as a woman. So yeah, it's a very tongue-in-cheek album. It's punk rock, and it's fun, and it's The Vandals, which means it's super melodic and it's very catchy. In these days of Spotify where anything can kind of be looked up, I'd say give it a listen, man. If you like, it's 90s fast and loud punk rock with Christmas themes. So enjoy.
Okay. Doug?
Okay, bringing us back to the rest of the world. My number five is the Charlie Brown Christmas album.
Oh, that's Vince. Mine too.
Yeah. Nice.
By the Vince whatever trio.
Vince Guaraldi
trio. Yeah, whatever trio. Yep. Yeah. So that's one, you know, that's one you put on and you be productive to. Like, it is a chill, you know, I don't know, it's like jazz album almost, right? It's kind of like a jazzy trio playing Christmas songs. And it's good shit.
I'd like to make a note that Kevin said, after you said it's a jazz album, right? But I have a feeling that Kevin has never listened to any of the top five Christmas albums that you're about to list.
Probably, that's fine. But he knows this one because they use the music from it in Arrested Development every time that someone is sad.
Yeah. Okay, spoiler alert, that's on my, yeah, this is on my.
I fucking love it. I use that joke in my day-to-day life. I will put my head down and shuffle forward and sing, and then fall to the ground.
You do not fall to the ground. All right, yeah, mine was number five as well. Yep, all those reasons Doug gave, so. Thank you, Doug, for explaining that the best way we could together. Kev, what's your number four?
My number four is another punk rock album. Yeah. This is by Bad Religion, because what better way to celebrate Christmas with Bad Religion, of course. This is an EP. It was just called the Christmas album, Christmas songs. And they have Oh Come All Ye Faithful. They did White Christmas, Little Drummer Boy. They even did a Christmas version of American Jesus, which is fan-fucking-tastic. Yeah, man, it's Bad Religion. Like I said, White Christmas alone, it sounds kind of like something the Ramones would do. And it's right up my alley, man. It's punk rock and it's Christmas. And I think when they made it, like, benefits went to, like, it went to survivors of networks of, like, people abused by priests. So, like, Bad Religion being Bad Religion, man. They're just fucking awesome, awesome human beings.
Awesome. Doug?
My number four is Bing Crosby's White Christmas. I love the old like crooners, you know, Bing Crosby and all them. Like that's to me is classic Christmas music. Like, fuck all this new pop shit coming out. I don't know. It just doesn't slap the same.
Nope.
This shit's the OG. This is the stuff that you still hear in movies today because like it is quintessential Christmas music. So.
My number four is going to be Weezer, a Weezer Christmas. It has such songs as "O Come Let Us Adore Him," "O Come Ye All Faithful," "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," and all the fun, great songs that you remember. It came out in 2008. So go give it a listen. It's good shit.
Oh, that was a good one.
Kev, number three.
My number three was a soundtrack from South Park. It was South Park's Mr. Hankey's Christmas Classics.
Hey, Kev, are you going to take this list seriously?
Yes. These are all very serious, like, albums. I know. I mean, this one you get, like, you know, Eric Cartman singing "Oh Holy Night" and getting, like, shocked or whatever. You know, and they've got all the old songs they had. So they had the Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel song on there. It was kind of like a compilation, at least up until, like, 99 when this came out. So, yeah. A lot of good ones.
I swear to God, I know Kevin is going to have Christmas on Death Row on his number one or number two. It has to be.
Is that a thing? Let me check that.
Yes, man. It was Death Row's, like, Suge Knight put out Christmas on Death Row in 1996.
Fuck me. That is rad as fuck. Hold on. I got to change some things around. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Oh, fuck. Oh, man. I got to replace it with Insane Clown Posse. I already have one of those.
Insane Clown Posse would have a Christmas album.
They do. They actually have, like, a two track. They have a song called "Santa's a Fat Bitch."
I hate every second of it. Doug, please help us.
Okay, my number three is from another corner. This is "A Jolly Christmas" from Frank Sinatra.
Dude, that was mine. All right. We essentially just like all the same Christmas music. So
yeah, again, because it goes with the same thing I said about being Crosby. Exactly. It is quintessential Christmas music.
Yep.
It is what you expect to hear when someone's like, "Hey, you want to listen to Christmas music?" It's this or Mariah Carey.
Yep.
Like, it's those are the two things.
Yep. I know what your number one's going to be.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I know. Of course you do. Yeah. Kev, do you know what his number one's going to be?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know what it's going to be.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, mine's same way. My list is just flip-flopped with Doug's. Like, his... My next one's very obvious. It's the same. Anyways, Kev, what's your number two?
My number two, all right, is now Christmas on Death Row. No. No, my number two is a legit one. It's Merry Christmas with Mariah Carey. Because of the obvious song that everyone hears every year, whether they want to or not, and that's "All I Want for Christmas Is You." That is the most fucking, like I said, it's the most metal Christmassy song. Like, that's our generation, and that's going to live on for 50 more years after us. This is someone 70 years from now is going to be like, "That old fucking song by that woman who can break glass with her fucking voice. We're still listening to this on whatever, you know, format music we listen to, and it's still going to be a hit, and it's still going to be a banger." You know, back then, and that's Mariah Carey. Yeah, like, the whole album is, I guess, good, but everyone bought it for this. There was no, that's it. Yeah.
All right, Doug.
My number two is "Let It Snow, Let It Rain, Dear" by Reliant K.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Oh, I completely forgot about that one.
Yep.
Wow, that something is... held over from your Christian years.
Well, I mean, okay, so Christmas music, I feel like it's where it bleeds, right? Like, whether or not you celebrate Christmas for Jesus, so many of the songs are about Jesus that you know, like this Christian band's pop punk Christian Christmas album is going to bleed through because it fucking rocks. It's so good. And even their, like, original songs that... aren't their normal Christmas carols or whatever are very good.
They still slap.
Very good. Yeah, they're very good. Mm-hmm. And I like that the very last track on their album is "Auld Lang Syne," and they totally 100% mimic the Beach Boys to the point where, like, they literally stumble over the words in the same spot that Brian Wilson, I think it was Brian Wilson, stumbles over the words in the Beach Boy version. Like they literally, they almost say mocked. I think they paid tribute to, cause it's so, it's classic, but it's hilarious. And I love it. It's a great fucking Christmas album.
Nice.
My number two was Doug's number three, which was Bing Crosby, White Christmas, for all the reasons. I love, listen, I'm a huge fan of golden oldies. Anyways, I know that these are a little bit earlier than golden oldies, right? Like he did this, when did he put this out? 1940s?
Forever ago, yeah.
Yeah. So I love it. There's just something about it. It just is Christmas. Like you listen to anything from that time period, it is Christmas, and it gets me in the spirit every time. And so I love all that. So that's my number two.
Man. Oh, I totally forgot about a band. I just like opened up because the White Christmas, I'm looking, because it says 1945 album Merry Christmas has undergone many facelifts throughout the decades, including this iteration from 1986. So Bing Crosby's White Christmas is the 1986 like reiteration of his 1945 album.
They like Merry remastered Christmas. It?
Was that the one he did with David Bowie? Because remember they did Little Drummer Boy together.
I don't think it was on that one. It might have been on that one. I don't remember it being on. I think that was a David
track
Bowie.
As far as timeline goes.
Yeah, from 1986, right? But what's up? So yeah, 1945. Still, I mean, for probably most of those recordings.
There you go.
Okay, so we've hit number one. Kev?
Christmas on Death Row. No, it is a Charlie Brown Christmas. It's something I've listened to at least as long as I've been dating my wife. It was something her family would listen to kind of like the night before, and just kind of relax and, you know, conversate in the living room. And it would play like they would have it on like an old record, you know, like a vinyl, and have it playing on like an old big, one of those big old, it would like doubles as a cabinet and it's a stereo, like one of those, you know, and it would just boom throughout the house. And yeah, man, it's just good vibes. And yeah, I would just think of that every time. So that's one of the main Christmas albums I always go back to. And just, you know, it was one of those things when you were a kid, you watched it every year too. That was always one of the, you know, TV specials. Yeah. Look at that. Doug's got it on vinyl.
I have it on vinyl.
Nice. Yeah. So it's rad. It's always a good time, but I really enjoy it a lot. So yeah, by Vince Guaraldi.
Okay.
I have a lot of my favorite Christmas albums on vinyl because I grew up listening to them on vinyl at home. And so like when I got old enough to buy vinyl myself, like, and away from my family, like I was like, I have to have these on vinyl because that's the way to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, what's your number one?
My number one is the Beach Boys Christmas album.
That's
both of y'all nodded. Yeah. Yep. Dude, that tracks. Album fucking slaps. It's so fucking good. It's good. It's fucking good. And it's so I love the Beach Boys anyways, but like this is an album where I feel like Brian Wilson really gets to shine because he arranged a lot of the music, him and another like conductor, I guess. And it has like full symphony pieces and stuff, and like he got to let his like musical muscles like, you know, flex. Like he fucking dude is a genius. This is an album where I really feel like if you listen and knowing that how involved he was in the arrangements, it definitely shines. Like it slaps. It's so good. It's so good. And their harmonies. So good.
All right. Can I cheat? Is it cheating if I name, if my number one album is Now That's What I Call Christmas? That's not a cheat, right? Like, that's not cheating. That is an album. It just so happens to have all of my favorite Christmas songs that I cannot name in it, right? I could do that. It's an album, right?
You got a coupon code to go with that promo you're kicking out there?
Yeah, it's the you can type in 8-bit geek on Now That's What I Call Christmas.com, and you'll get 50% off 4,000 Christmas songs.
Wow.
Yeah. So
there you go.
Well, anyways, this came out in 2008. And so it has everything, you know, like Dean Martin's Baby It's Cold Outside, Blue Christmas from Elvis Presley, the Chipmunk Song by the Chipmunks, Chuck Berry's Run Rudolph Run. I mean, everything. So that's mine. And I don't feel bad for it. I'm good with it. I'm good with my decision.
Hey man, whatever makes you happy. We said what your albums, that kind of qualifies as an album.
It's compilation. Yeah, it's a little bit of a cop out, but it's fine.
Listen, it really is, but this was a difficult challenge for me to complete. So I apologize, but it still works and I win on a technicality.
There's one album that I've meant to put on my list and I just forgot. I think it's ran out of space, really.
Buble? Dude,
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh yeah.
Those are really good. You're right. Good mention.
I thought you were gonna say Michael Bublé, but
Michael Bublé also good.
He has a great Christmas album.
It's a great fucking Christmas album. Yeah, man.
Even if
isn't that all he does? Does he do regular albums? I always thought he was like just the Christmas guy.
He used to do regular albums and then he became the Christmas guy.
He still releases. I think every year he releases like a new just album. Mm-hmm. But it's so, dude, he has TikTok and he did a TikTok where it was like, so hey, aren't you the Christmas guy? I'm more than that. I do so much more.
sing jingle bells, bitch.
He's very funny.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow we got What's Up Wednesday. And boy, do we have stuff for you. Can't wait. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.